pedaling on him is Dexheimer. Ernesty will sweep it back behind the net. The point gives chase. Crushed to the ice by Carson Bantel. But the point, puck out to the point. Redirect Ooh. By Moldenauer on a shot by Fantillion. McClellan got his left pad on it. Lifted out to center. Finds its way to Wisconsin's Mellenbacher. Looking, shooting one. Fought off by the goaltender Barczewski. Ooh. Rebound goes far side. Ernesty takes a peek over his left shoulder. Angles a lead feed for TJ Hughes. Too hot to handle, but he'll chase it down on the Wisconsin zone. Back and forth we go here. 6 minutes gone by, second period. Puck comes free. Dylan Duke, open man slot. Here's Holt. He missed the net. He's 20 feet out and missed it. And then got knocked down from behind on the near side wall. Cross ice. McGroarty was open right circle but couldn't handle the feed. Holt's now with it. Sweeps it left side. Warren outside left. Down below the goal line, Hughes can't reach it. Jugnauth now with it, protecting the puck. Backhands it around to the far side. Whitelaw tries to knock it out. No luck. Chased down behind the net by Palatichuk. Pivots on the forechecking Duke. And then taken away by Duke. Wrap around. He just missed it through the crease. Badgers struggling to clear the zone. They finally do. McGroarty hustles back into the Michigan end. Turns it up to the left. He comes. And Warren across the line. He comes. He'll dump it in.
Yeah, it's almost like Michigan can smell blood. And they're really coming at him hard.
Wisconsin finally gets out of its own end. Top line out there. DeSaint foul with it. Lucius right wing looking. Shootings off the stick of Tyler Duke and into the protected netting. Stopping play. 13 minutes left, second period. 1-0 Wisconsin has the lead. You know, we've had the pleasure here the last couple of nights. You have to sit next to Paul Brown, legendary Wisconsin hockey broadcaster, who will return to the radio airwaves to call a game with Bill Howard on December 8th, a Friday night against Penn State. Paul and Bill will replace the two of us, which won't be hard to do. Here's Lucius behind the net. Lucius low left, looking, and his pass or shot went off his stick behind the cage. DeSaint foul, able to outwork Casey for the puck, spun it back behind the net. Celia couldn't play it, and then it's chipped out to center by Michigan. PB's excited about it, though. Coming to a few games and practices, getting all prepared. I think he's nervous working with Howie again. You never know what's coming out of Bill's mouth.
That's very well true.
There's DeSaint foul. He'll golf it out to center. Bounces on edge. That'll be icing on Wisconsin. 12:22 left here in the second. 1-0 Badgers with a lead. Shots on goal 16-15 in favor of Wisconsin. Remember, it was 9-2 shots on goal right about midway through the first period.
Yeah.
Michigan with a lead.
And the second period is almost starting to be a replica of the second period yesterday. There's a lot of 3-on-2s, 2-on-1s, near misses, near breaks. Score's different, but the temperament of the game has changed too.
Zach Schulz out there trying to skate it up the wall and out, but lost the handle. Dylan Duke passed to the middle, broken up by DeSaint Foul. McGroarty was on the weak side. Down the middle came Brindley, but DeSaint Foul positioned well, intercepted that pass play. And now Schultz able to play it out to the neutral ice. Celia just got chopped down to the ice. No penalty. McGroarty on the attack. Backpedaling care. Drop pass Brindley. Couldn't handle it. Goes to the corner. DeSaint Foul reaches for it. He's got it. Ooh. Wanted to throw it in front of his own net. But it came right back to him. And now it's knocked off his stick. And Schultz after it for Wisconsin. Can't get it by Warren. Tied up in the corner. Chips it off the boards for care. Who got crushed along the end boards before moving the puck to Findlay, and he'll slide it out to center, and that's where Michigan will run it down. 11 and a half minutes to go here in the second period. A 1-0 Wisconsin lead. Carson Bantel, a power play goal about halfway through the first. Warren now cuts left. Across the line he comes. Warren, big left-handed defenseman. He'll shoot one low. Stick save made by McClellan. Slides back to the left post. Wisconsin's Kerr whips it around. Tassie, can he run it down? He's going to try. Chipped it ahead of Estapa. Got slowed by Estapa. Tries to fight through the contact from Estapa and can't get to the puck.
Glorified the impediment, though.
Yep. And now Michigan the other way. Pass by Rowe. Off his stick and back out to neutral ice. Chased down by Luca Fantilli. Bouncing puck to Rowe, and he'll dump it in. 10:50 left in the second. 1-0 Wisconsin. Lotch lead feed. Fantilli slows it down. Gathered in, though, by Tassie. Protects right wall. Finds Findlay behind the net. Shouldered against the end boards. But Quinn, the 18-year-old freshman, fights through it from the veteran defenseman. Finds Fitzgerald low right. Fitzgerald out to the point. Dexheimer. Left side, it's Lotch. Looking, slot, caught by Fitzgerald. Turns and shoots.
Ooh,
that
nice
guy
play.
Blocked by LaPointe right in front of the net. And then taken by LaPointe. And here he comes, 2-on-2. Cross the line, drop pass Hughes. Looking, right-hander, backside, pass. Broken up by Dick, but chased down by Casey. He skates right past Dick and then gets a backhander off and pushed it through the high crease. Now a long-range shot by Tyler Duke, blocked down by Lodge. Can't clear, rolls out to the point, held in by Duke. Here's Moldenauer now, half boards left. Muscled up by Lindmark, tried to take it off the wall and carry it to the cage. Cut off by Dexheimer, but Michigan's Hughes has it. Out to the point, pass intended for Casey off the stick of Dick, and it forces Michigan all the way back into its own end. Badgers able to change four of their five skaters. And one of them is Horbach, who just crushed Tyler Duke, but Duke released the pass, and here comes Schiffke the other way. Schiffke stops, left point, bad pass, intercepted high slot by Tyson Dick. Now to Tyson Jugnoff to flex towards the Michigan cage, played by the netminder who flips it over the far side wall.
I'm sorry, he's just every place.
Yep. Now it's taken back by the Badgers. Brady Cleveland pressured by Ernesty. Chipped along by Cleveland. Moldenauer got it to center, but Marshall Warren takes it there. Truscott now at the red line, fires it into the right corner of the Wisconsin zone. Ernesty after it. Ernesty pass to the slot, or the circle, that is. Nazer out high, shot by Warren, stopped by McClellan. Then he lifts his paddle and bats it to the corner.
Fungo.
Ellenbacher tied up far side by Schiffke. Matching 17s, trying to dig it free. Nazer pulled it from Cleveland. Nice pass slot, McGroarty. Ricocheted to Truscott. Low shot, blocked by Horbach. Behind the net, Mellenbacher. Plenty of time and space. Moves it ahead now to Bantle. Bantle runs into Warren. Puck chipped into the bench. Stopping play. We pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
There's 8:41 left in the second period here in Madison. Wisconsin leads Michigan 1-0. A one-minute break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects. Quick releases, optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. 1-0 Wisconsin with the lead, 8:35 to go, second period, here at the Kohl Center. Puck knocked free with a high stick by the Badgers, and DeSaint foul touches, so another faceoff to come in the Wisconsin zone.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
That was a two-on-one for the Badgers in the corner, and he was winning the battle. So when that puck went up, Matty DeSaint foul was about to get his head taken off if he touched that puck. If he didn't touch that puck, let's put it that way.
Face-off, Cilia and McGroarty, won by Cilia, but Michigan went to get the puck, rimmed it around and held possession. Then Cilia blocked the shot, and he's able to nudge it ahead to Lucius across the Michigan blue line. And he sweeps it back behind the net. Barczewski fumbled it there, but back in between the pipes, and Michigan takes it back. Brindley with it. Sauce pass left right wing intended for Casey. Foot raised between he and Kerr. Casey able to bat it towards the front of the Badger net. It's still loose to the left of McClellan. On his knees, Cilia able to poke it over to Kerr, who protects, uses the glass, lifts it out, and it goes into the Michigan zone. Badgers have to change quickly. They do. Hard of the net, though, goes Draper. Here's Dylan Duke and a whistle.
Offside.
And they'll say offside on Michigan. And because the pass came from the Michigan zone, they'll drop the puck back in the Wolverines' end.
Yeah, it's kind of the double blanket. You get into a situation where that could be a two-on-one, and instead, when you don't hesitate to get that puck into the offensive zone and makes it a two-line pass, now you've got a defensive zone face-off.
Mellenbacher out with Bantle and Whitelaw. Lotch and Kerr at the blue line. Estapa to take the draw from Michigan. Mellenbacher had it. He picks it up, and his shot fires off the body and out of play. Oh, he lost the draw, and then the puck went right back to Mellenbacher's stick in the slot, Ian, and he pulled the trigger, just couldn't get it through.
I think hair was in his eyes. You couldn't see.
Oh, and Mellenbacher out of Fort Erie, Ontario.
We'll give him salad of the year, though.
He's got it. Another faceoff to come to the left of Barcheski. Michigan wins this draw. Fantilli's got it now. Left-handed defenseman. Backhands it ahead to Draper. Out to center, but taken there by Wisconsin's Kerr. And then he just fired it into the Badgers bench off a stick.
I was going to ask you, Philippe Lapointe, who is playing, he's no relation to our man Nathan, is he?
Nate Lapointe, no. There is no relation. Philip Lapointe is from Novi, Michigan. And Nate Lapointe, longtime equipment manager for the Badgers from beautiful Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Yes, the city of Clearwater.
Yes. Fitzgerald to take the faceoff at center ice against Hughes, and it's won by Michigan. And Warren hammers it in right corner to left. Lapointe and Tassi locked arm in arm, going for the loose puck on the near side. Played out to the point. Michigan's got it. Truscott steps in, thought about shooting. Now a pass to Warren. Kind of handcuffed him a bit. Able to settle it down and dump it in. But the first man there is Wisconsin's Kerr. And he banks it out to center, right to Warren. Michigan tries to transition. Lapointe got cut off. Throws his body into Wisconsin's Kerr. And a whistle.
Hand pass.
And a hand pass against Michigan. Or against,
no,
Wisconsin.
Against Wisconsin.
They're going to drop it down on the Badger zone with 7:09 left in the second.
I think Kerr got his mitt on it. And then Finley actually assisted on that. So two hand passes in one successive play, I guess. We'll have to bring it back in the Badger zone.
Such a high-flying game last night. Michigan really can scoot, and they can score. Badgers rallied to win. But tonight, a tight checking game. Only 17 shots on goal for each team.
And
only one goal so far.
Yeah, and very choppy. I mean, there's been no breakaway-type stuff.
Lindmark won the faceoff. Cleveland picked it up. Breakout pass for Dick off his stick, but out at center. Michigan goes to get it and dumped right back in by Seamus Casey. Stopped by McClellan behind his net. He'll put it to the open ice in the corner, and it goes off a stick or two, and Horbach with it. He pokes it ahead for himself near the Badgers bench across the line, stops and looks. Goes cross ice, Jugnoff now. He settles, stumbled with the puck a little bit, now feeds it to the corner. Lindmark tried to cycle with Dick, but it was intercepted by Casey. Casey flips it along the near side wall, and Duke able to get enough of it out to neutralize. And then Nazer got knocked down. Horbach minus a stick. He kicks it ahead intended for Lindmark, but Lindy couldn't pick it up. Now Nazer slot shot. Glove save McClellan.
Atta, baby.
And he hangs on, stands right up, and then Duke just got crushed with a right hand from Tyson Jugnoff. He's going to get 2 minutes at least.
Well, Dick was the instigator on that. He's pretty good smack in the back on Jugnoff, and then he turns around. Jugnoff retaliates. And
roughing on Jugnoff.
Ouch.
Second power play coming up for Michigan. 13:34, the time of that infraction.
Smallest guy on the team.
Yep.
Weight-wise. And it's a retaliation penalty.
You got him good.
He got him, give him a good shot in the head, but fact of the matter being is that he took a shot in the back.
Important 2 minutes in the game here. Michigan wins the offensive zone faceoff. 0 for 2 on the power play this weekend. That's only the third penalty the Badgers have taken so far in this series. Here's McGroarty, right side, outside the ring, looking. Plays it out to the point now. It's Casey, left side. Brindley shot one through the crease and off the corner boards and all the way down.
Badgers for the tip.
Badgers quickly change their penalty killers. Lead feed T.J. Hughes, wide left, goes wide right. Duke now to McGroarty. Right dot, trailer is Casey. Right-hander steps to the hash marks, coming in on Kerr, slowed and forced back to the corner by Kerr. Out to the point, McGroarty. 1:20 to go on the power play for Michigan. Wolverines trying to pull even. Brindley, left circle. No place to shoot or pass. Throws it out high. Casey shot. It's down in front of McClellan. Loose puck. And it was on the stick of Hughes, but he couldn't turn to shoot. He'll chase it down far side. On his backhand now, squares and looks. Left wing, it's Brindley. Two goals last night, 9 for the season. Now Casey to Brindley, down low right, set up, and Duke's shot hit the crossbar. He went to raise his arms like he rooped it past McClellan. He beat McClellan, but hit the crossbar. Brindley now sauces over to Casey out near the blue line. Dart slot, low shot off the stick of Kerr behind the net. Wisconsin's Dexheimer got tackled. Here's Brindley now left wing. Thought about a one-timer. Here's Hughes low left. Good stick save made by McClellan. 5 minutes to go in the period. 35 left on the power play for Michigan. A 1-0 Wisconsin lead. Block shot Kerr on the blast by Brindley. Badgers clear.
And the Badgers are dog tired. That's a minute and 30 seconds out there with the same unit. Most of that time spent in the defensive zone.
Lodge Palatichuk out on the penalty kill with Cilia and DeSaint foul. 15 seconds left on the man advantage for Michigan. Trying to pull even here late second period. Right wing, LaPointe fires it all the way around to the left wing. Estapa sends it right back deep. Palatichuk cancels out LaPointe. The time on the penalty to Wisconsin's Jugnauth has expired. Out of the box he comes. Badgers had the puck in their own zone, then lost it. Now Nazer's pass, broken up, bounces around towards the slot. Lotch settles it down, tries to clear, cannot. Nazer then poke checked by Jugnauth, who's got fresh legs. He bounces free. Trailer Cilia, he's got the same foul. Maddie thought about shooting, then passing, and flubbed it. He had Cilia open, backside right. Here comes Nazer now, full strength, both teams. 1-0 Wisconsin. Nazer tries to shoot, couldn't get it off. Now a pass to LaPointe, and he pushed it wide. Held in by Tyler Duke, right point. Duke now heaves it towards the net, went off a stick or two, up above the crossbar, and then batted out of harm's way by Dexheimer. Badgers Tassie can't clear, it goes to the corner. 1-0 Wisconsin, 3:40 to go in the second period. And now they'll break out with it. Andy St. Foul will scoop it deep, and he'll get a change. Wow.
Yeah, and there's been some pretty big hits during this time, too.
Tassie with a steal behind the Michigan net and then turned it over out by the blue line. And here comes Shifsky with some speed. Scholes tries to cut him off. He does. Shifsky forced towards the boards. Out to Luca Fantilli.
Ouch.
Fanned a shot. Finds its way to Ernesty. Down low. Here's Shifsky. Stoned by McClellan. Low right. Taken by Zach Scholes. Out to center. Knocked down by Finley. Can't get around Fantilli. Wisconsin's Fitzgerald now has it. Tied up by Ernesty. Pulls away from the contact. Fitzgerald. Left-hander on his backhand, now peels back right side. He finds Lodge. Backside right for Kerr. Off the stick of Draper and taken away by Michigan. Under 3 minutes to go here in the period. 1-0 Badgers. Good hustle back by Lodge, preventing Ernesty from getting the puck on a lob pass towards the Badgers' cage. And then chopped out by Whitelaw. Center ice. Fantilli collects. Brindley across the line. Defended by Whitelaw. Good stick by William Whitelaw. Carries him into the end boards. Nice job by Whitelaw. Gets some support from Lodge. Whitelaw then got stood up. Coughed the puck over on the near side. Fantilli out to the point. Now Dylan Duke. He coughed it up. Tipped ahead by Wisconsin's Whitelaw. He'll have a breakaway. Whitelaw right wing. Can he get the angle? He'll try. He shoots one. Five-hole stop by Barcheski. And covers for a faceoff. And now Fantilli and Whitelaw fix it up afterwards. And now Wisconsin's Lindmark trying to go protect his teammate. And Holtz cuts him off.
Well, it's interesting. The guy who does most of the talking and all of the hitting is McGroarty. And as soon as that play was ended, Whitelaw comes around the corner of the net, and McGroarty's right in his face.
1-0 Wisconsin, 2:17 left here in period number two. Shots on goal now in favor of Michigan, 21-18. Faceoff to the left of Barcheski. Hughes against Lindmark. Badgers have won 28 of 42 faceoffs so far tonight.
Correct.
Remarkable numbers. And Lindmark has won 8 out of 10. He wins 9 out of 11. Palatichuk, left wing. Here's Dick shot low. Save. Rebound. Oh, Lindmark denied by Barcheski in tight on a backhand. Wow.
Could have just picked it up in a spoon and thrown it in.
Dick after it in the left corner. He's able to pull it free. Turns and sweeps it below the goal line. Horbach give and go to Dick. He shoots one. Tries to go low left arm. And Barcheski closed the wing. Made the stop and hangs on. 1:54 left in the second. 1-0 Wisconsin.
Well, there's a discussion down there between Truscott, the referee, and Lindmark. Truscott just came in and buried his stick into Lindmark's hips. And Lindmark gave him a shove back, and Truscott goes, what's right. going on? Why aren't they giving him a penalty? And the referee very blatantly said, you just went like this to him before. Right. Two wrongs don't make a right.
Face off to the right of the Michigan cage. Mellenbacher to take the draw. Warning on Michigan. Shipsky out of position over the hash marks. Now they drop the puck and the Wolverines win that faceoff. Casey looking for options. Throws it out to center, and Ernesty tried to dump it in and flipped it into his own bench. Hey, wherever you may be, listen to every Wisconsin men's hockey game on the free Varsity Network app, available on the App Store, Keegan Moyer. Keegan, you can listen on the Varsity Network app.
I don't think so. I'm not sure that he's listening.
I know he's watching. I just don't know if he's listening or not. Puck at center ice. Ernesty tried to chip it past Palatichuk, but Palatichuk will beat him to the open ice area. Lucius got enough of it out to center. DeSaint Fowl trying to win it free and settle it down. Poked off his stick a couple of times. Tyler Duke, but DeSaint Fowl's got it now. DeSaint Fowl out high left, looking right side. Dexheimer looking, still looking, down to the hash marks. Throws one in front, ricocheted out high. Here's a shot by Kerr, and he missed the net. That was a bullet from Anthony Kerr. Dexheimer to the right wing wall, and Lucius waddles his way down to the corner, sets up DeSaint Fowl. Nice save with a right pad by Barcheski. He covers, and then another scrum between the Badgers and Wolverines after the whistle. Mike Hastings, when he came here, wanted to make sure that the team that he puts on the ice protects his net front and makes a ruckus of things in front of the other net. And that's what the Badgers do. They get to the opposing cage early and often, looking for whatever rebounds they possibly can. And sometimes it leads to some confrontations, which we just had. And Wisconsin's DeSaint Fowl, one of the smallest players on the ice, will get the gate. And one of the largest men on the ice, Josh Ernesty, will sit down for Michigan.
Interesting, because Ernesty is the backside forward. He is by far and away one of the most physical players that they have. And Matty DeSaint Fowl is just one of those kids who is all quickness and reaction time. For those two to be matched up, that would be an interesting combination.
Ernesty and DeSaint Fowl both for roughing at 18:47. So they'll skate 4-on-4 for the next 2 minutes. Puck is high in the air, batted free. Kerr comes out of there with it, shoots one from the left wing, kicked out by Barcheski. Kerr followed it up, played it behind the net. Tassi protecting the puck from Brindley. Tried to bounce it off the back of the cage for himself, but he put it on the stick of Truscott. Under a minute to go here in the second period. Still 1-0 Wisconsin. Carson Bantle's first period power play goal. The only time the red light's going on. Brindley now right side, darts past Tassi, low right. Whoa. Skates it back to the corner. Boy, he's got some skating ability. He's got some hands as well. Passed by Truscott. Tracked down by McGroarty. Big left-hander. Looks right wing. They cycle out high. Warren shot well high. Off the glass, McGroarty. 29 seconds to go in the period. McGroarty tumbles down in the Wisconsin zone, freeing the puck for Daniel Lotch. Lotch skates ahead. Fitzgerald with his back to the defender, Nazer. But Fitzgerald still possesses. Backhand shovel pass, low slot, no one there. Lotch will track it down. 13 seconds. Far corner of the Wisconsin zone. 10 seconds to go in the period. Lindmark in for support. Trying to knock the puck free. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. Puck still underneath Lodge. Taken by Lindmark. Turns it, throws it towards the front of the net. Off the stick of Warren. And that does it for period number two. No scoring in the period, but the Badgers still lead Michigan 1-0 on Carson Bantle's power play goal in the opening period. Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. We'll take a 1 minute break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Mastercraft makes great doors inside and out, building the highest quality doors in a wide variety of styles. Shop the best in-stock selection of doors or design your door your way in-store or online at Menards.com. Get 11% off on an energy-efficient steel door only at Menards. Now through November 5th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering home daily truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. No scoring in the second period. Badgers had outshot Michigan, though, in that period, 13-9. Jake Barczewski stopped them all. He's got 23 saves through two periods. Kyle McClellan perfect in the second 20 minutes. He made nine saves. He 21 through two. Badgers had a power play early in the period, unable to convert. Michigan got one later on, unable to convert, and then matching minors at the end of the second period. So 4-on-4 we'll have when the third period begins. But Wisconsin's up 1-0 going to the third. They've outscored their opponents 13-3 in the third period. They played well when it's been on the line so far this season.
Yeah, they have. And I don't ever question the fact that conditioning-wise and intensity-wise that they'll still be there. One of the things that you really have to be considerate of is where you're going to get the face-offs and how long your superstars can be out there. You get into a situation, if you get caught in a minute, minute and a half shift, sometimes that takes the wind out of your sails for 2-3 minutes at a time after you come back. You just don't recover as quickly on the second game and the third period.
So the Badgers lead Michigan 1-0 after two. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Now is your chance to be there when Badger football takes the field this season. With limited games remaining this year, it's time to act now and secure your tickets for Northwestern and Nebraska this November. Tickets are selling fast. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Wisconsin leads Michigan 1-0 after two periods of play. The Badgers haven't won a series from Michigan in the last 10. In fact, they've lost nine straight series against the Wolverines since a sweep here at the Kohl Center in March of 2019. Wisconsin 4-14 over the last nine series against Michigan. They have not won five in a row. Well, they won five in a row last year, you may recall. They won five in a row this year, but Wisconsin hasn't won six in a row since December of 2013. But they've got to get the job done in the third period of play. So, you know, you're only up 1-0. You can't be too conservative, right?
I still reflect on those statistics that you just threw out, and if only people had could have been here during the pandemic instead of the 25 people who got to watch it, they would have seen what a dynamic team that really was.
Yeah. 2 years ago, 3 years ago now, with Cole Caulfield and Dylan Holloway, when the Badgers won the Big Ten regular season title. 1-0, Wisconsin leads Michigan. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Kohler's Restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Kohler's Restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Kohler's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive four game tickets, a Kohler's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Kohler's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
The football season is a non-stop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Elsewhere in the Big Ten tonight, Michigan State rallied to beat Ohio State 6-4. Penn State and Notre Dame tied at 1 in the second period of play. And Minnesota trails Duluth in Duluth 1-0 in the opening period of play. Also, Penn State and Notre Dame, I think I just mentioned that, 1-1. Wisconsin women winners today, 5-2 at St. Cloud State. They're 12-0 this season. Here, Wisconsin leads Michigan 1-0. Third period's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 32 tonight, under cloudy skies, southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 53. Chance for scattered rain showers, tomorrow night, 47. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Brian Posicki and Perrin here at the Kohl Center. Great crowd on hand for the series finale. Badgers trying to sweep fourth-ranked Michigan. The Crease Creatures, the UW students, go from the glass behind the Michigan cage all the way up to the third deck. They have been vocal throughout the weekend, aided by the UW band, which has a good 40 members here the last couple of nights.
Yeah, the student section is in the first deck, second deck, and some of them are way up in the third deck. So good support by the UW student section.
Wisconsin leading 1-0 as we start the third period of play. Kyle McClellan in goal to our right. Jake Barczewski down to our left. Ian and I at center ice in the second deck here at the Kohl Center. And the Maize and Blue win the faceoff. 4-on-4 to start this period for the next 35 seconds or so. McGroarty into the attacking zone, looking left wing to Casey. Right-handed defenseman tries to dart by Horbach, but he stays right on him. Lindmark's out there too. Puck comes free. Brindley shoots one low. Pad save made by McClellan, locating the puck. Kerr sweeps it to the far side. Now tries to protect against the forechecking Brindley. Moves to find some space and now finds the stick of Daniel Lodge, and he'll skate it up to center. Lodge with it through the center circle, around McGroarty. Daniel Lodge looking in the slot. Here's a shot by Kerr, blocked by a sprawled out defenseman, Tyler Duke.
Interestingly enough, the pair of... Sorry, I was just mesmerized by what's happening out here.
Yeah, McGroarty just came across the line but lost the handle. Badgers and the Wolverines back at full strength as DeSaint Fowl and Ernesty both out of the box. 5-on-5, we skate a minute into the third. Cilia finds DeSaint Fowl wide open, swung and missed. Palatichuk's shot blocked by Shifsky, and he skates right out of his own zone on him immediately. Dexheimer, Shifsky peels back left wing to the point. Truscott, his shot got through. McClellan save. Here's a quick pass low left, and they shoot and score. Shifsky shot one from the left circle. It hit McClellan, fell between his pads, and rolled across the line. It's 1-1.
If there's any description that would call it a trickling goal is what it was. And it was a good shot. Don't get me wrong. It was a good shot. There was traffic in front. But the fact of the matter being is that you get in a situation where I think Kyle would like to have that one back. It was the only time that I've seen him where his stick wasn't between the legs, closing the five hole of what it was. So they'll give it to Garrett Shifsky, and they'll give Truscott, the defenseman, the primary assist.
Fifth goal of the year for Shifsky, his second of the weekend. It's a 1-1 game here in the third. It was tight throughout last night and kind of expected the same thing tonight. Thought maybe a few more goals, but, boy, there's been a lot of hitting, a lot of jawing. They're getting tired of each other, playing one another. Here's Finley right wing on the attack, tries to sauce across. Fitzgerald coming down the slot, got knocked off balance. Finley tries to pull the puck free in the offensive end. Fitzgerald now protecting. And then Casey takes it away as Boldenhauer knocks Fitzgerald to the ice. Here's Tyler Duke. Up ahead, he comes to LaPointe. Sweeps it back to Moldenhauer, cut off by Fitzgerald. For a moment, Oltz was open, right wing cutting back side. Couldn't get him the puck. It's loose now, tracked down by Hughes. Out to Holt. He rockets one, missed the net. Boy, he can really tee that thing up. And just off the bench came Wisconsin's Mellenbacher, and he'll skate back behind his own net. And here he comes. Finds Daniel Lotz through center. Weaves his way left wing. Shoots one low behind the cage. It goes. Kerr pinches in. He fires one wide on the other side. Back to Lotch. He shoots one wide on
back
the same side he shot before. And Kerr was down in the corner, couldn't play the puck. It's lifted out through center, batted with a high stick. Stoppage in play, 17-26 to go in the third. Wisconsin 1, Michigan 1, as Shifsky scores at 1:16 of this period to pull things even.
As I mentioned before, you've got Lotch and Kerr, not known for their offensive prowess, but definitely known for their defensive prowess. The Badgers, as of tonight, at the end of the second period, have blocked 10 shots, six of them, three for each of those two pairs.
Wow.
Yeah, they're defensively good.
Yeah, they're locked down deep pair, I should say. Michigan wins the center ice faceoff. Here's Warren. Thought about cutting back to the right, instead dumped it left. Now it rolls back Warren's way. Goal line right of the Wisconsin zone. Stops on his forehand. Now on his backhand. Pit against the sideboards by Palatichuk. Walking off behind the cage is a stop out. Muscled Mellenbacher. Got a backhander off the McClellan stop. Estapa's got it again. Turns and shoots one. Went off his skate. Ricocheted near side. Warren now. Tried to force it towards the net. Cut off by Wisconsin Bantle. Warren
out.
Picks up the loose puck. He shoots one wide on the glove side of McClellan. Wide open. Marshall Warren. Now Draper can't handle the bouncing pass. Spun around to the near side. Warren pinching in. Bantle bowls into him. Puck comes free to Mellenbacher, who's been out there a long time. Palatichuk finds an open Dexheimer. Angles a pass ahead, and Mellenbacher will come with it. Across the red line, now the blue. One on three. Two on three. Three on four now. Mellenbacher rubbed off behind the Michigan net. But it kicked back to the far wall. Jugnov pinches in and scoops it back deep into the left corner as Wisconsin in the midst of a change.
Everybody in Wisconsin knew what he was trying to do, but they needed to change more than they needed to go and get that loose puck.
Scholes and Jugnov out there defensively. Lindmark trying to fend off McGroarty. Takes the puck away. Did McGroarty. Shot from the point. Off a stick to the corner it goes. Brindley one-hands a pass to Casey. Seamus Casey back to Brindley. Look out, he's dangerous. Drops it back. Casey now out high right. Shoots one low. Got through. McClellan stopped it and then covered. 15:57 to go here in the third. It's a 1-1 game in Madison. Both teams with 24 shots on goal. Now give Michigan its 25th.
Yeah, you can't statistically draw it up any more even than tonight's game has been, with only 4 minutes gone here in the third period. Shots are even, goals are even, penalties are close to being even.
Face off to the left of McClellan. And it's finally won free by the Badgers. Cruz Lucius kicks it to his forehand, gains the red line, and fires it in around to the right wing wall. Kerr trying to reach and hold, unable to do so. Foot race now between Lotch and Hughes. Lotch back in the Wisconsin zone, able to get there first. Uses the net to help protect himself and the puck. And then it's thrown out by Wisconsin Cilia. Foot race for Lucius, hoping to beat Holtz to it. But Cilia fired it too strongly and just iced the puck. And now being coached by Mike Hastings as a faceoff to come in the Wisconsin zone. Badger Hockey brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. It's your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. Face off to McClellan's left. Nazer against Cilia. And Michigan wins this faceoff. Out of the point, Warren turns and shoots. Redirected, skipped wide right of McClellan. Held in by Michigan. Truscott's shot got through. McClellan leaves a rebound after making the stop. But it trickles harmlessly to the near side wall. Lucius trying to move it along for Lotch to clear, unable to do so. Then Cruz throws it back behind the net. Kerr has to hustle it down. DeSaint foul. Pass ahead to Cilia at center. Didn't get to him. And taken back by Jacob Truscott of Michigan. 5 minutes gone by in the third. A 1-1 game. Badgers trying to sweep the series. Michigan's Warren dumps it in. Well, it tends to. It got blocked, and now he chops it down deep in the Wisconsin zone. Palatichuk met by Draper, knocked down by Draper. Joe got to the puck first and swept it around near side. Holtz pinching in, able to outmuscle Fitzgerald for a moment. Lotch still trying to dig it free. Finley trying to work it past Estapa. Out to the point instead. Rowe, he got a shot through from well out high right. And it handcuffed McClellan a little bit. He stopped it with his stick and then bounced back to his right, and he had to juggle it a bit before hanging on for a faceoff.
It's like taking a ground ball, and all of a sudden it starts crawling up your arm, and you're trying to stab at it with your free hand. But similar situation. I think you're going to see this a lot more faceoffs than you are free flow play here in the third period. A, because they're tired, and B, because they don't want to make a mistake.
Right, large crowd trying to get the Badgers going, but they lose the defensive zone faceoff, and a long-range shot by Dylan Duke missed the net. Now McGroarty, top line out there for the Maize and Blue. McGroarty, point, holds, shot, blocked by Lindmark. Ricocheted near side. Palatichuk able to whack it out of the zone past the point man, but too strongly. Icing again on Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's going to take one lone break or one tipped shot from the point or a deflection out in front to change the tempo of this game, because right now it's just all on the boards.
Brindley and Lindmark again to square off in the faceoff circle to the left of McClellan, and Owen won it to the corner. Palatichuk comes out of there with it, just skates it out of the zone. Angles a pass to the stick of Horbach. Tried to push it past Tyler Duke. Good defense by the former Buckeye. Now Lindmark steals it center and then scoops it over the defenseman deep into the Michigan zone. Wisconsin will change. 14 minutes left. Regulation time in Madison. 1-1. Top five matchup. Badgers and Wolverines. Dylan Duke out to his brother Tyler. Steps to his left, got around Bantle to the half marks left, hash marks left, that is, back behind the net. And he got poke checked nicely by Brady Cleveland. And then Wisconsin's Mellenbacher pitched it off the wall, and Bantle ran it down. Carson with a power play goal in the first period. The only tally here tonight for either team. Big collision, Whitelaw and Casey both go down. The puck is Michigan's. And Casey scoops it ahead to Hughes. Hughes looking up the middle of the ice to Tyler Duke. Now to LaPointe, who just came on the ice. He'll dump it to the corner. DJ Hughes tracks it down, takes a hit from Cleveland, goes down. Bantle tries to clear, he got knocked down. Puck came to Cleveland, and Wisconsin's Kerr now skates up with it. Kerr will hammer it in, right corner to left. First man there is Wisconsin's Mellenbacher. Sweeps it back the other way, but Truscott able to intercept behind the net. Right up the middle he comes to LaPointe. 13 minutes to go in the third. A 1-1 game between the Badgers and the Wolverines. Steele, Ernesty, look out. Fans off to his right. His shot, good stick by freshman defenseman Zach Schulz. Ernesty's shot carried into the mesh, stopping play with 12:49 left here in the third. A 1-1 game.
Even though we're just 7 minutes into the third period, you can see that fatigue is starting to play a factor. When that puck was knocked down, there normally would have been at least two Michigan and or Wisconsin players trying to jump on it. It was like, okay, who's going to get it? Who's not?
Jeff Barrett, the Hayman, trying to get the crowd going a little bit. Another faceoff to the left of McClellan. Nazer and Cilia, won by Michigan, but won back by Lucius in the middle of a scrum in the faceoff circle. Pulled it free. Now Cilia taps it ahead towards the Michigan zone, too far for himself. And here's Frank Nazer now with it. Finds Shifsky. Game-tying goal early in the third period for Shifsky. The end over Minnesota native. Around to the far point. Held in by Fantilli. His shot sticked aside by McClellan behind the net. Good D by Wisconsin's Kerr to tie up the forechecking Ernesty. And DeSaint Fowles got it. Finds Lotch up through the middle. He'll offside. Set it down to the right corner. Delayed offside on Wisconsin. Yes, it's called. And as the whistle blows, Fantilli runs into Cilia from behind. An accidental hit, I believe. Both of them kind of lost an edge.
Yeah.
It just happened to be Fantilli was behind Cilia. Tassi went to protect his teammate, and he was matched up with Ernesty. And the linesman quickly noticed that those two might be a problem. Cilia doesn't seem upset, does it?
No, he doesn't, by any stretch of the imagination. It was an offside. There was a turnover. Badger player was caught deep inside the zone.
And they're taking Fantilli. Wow. A whistle offside, a hit after the whistle. And again, it looked accidental. Cilia didn't complain, but the referees are talking about it. And Fantilli's made his way to the penalty box. What a break for the Badgers here.
Could be. Could very well be. I thought, again, it was mutual fall downs, if you want to call it that.
Yeah. Roughing on Fantilli at 7:47. The Badgers get their fourth Kunis power play of the night. 1-for-3 so far. They're 3-for-7 on the weekend. It was Simon Tassi's power play goal last night that pulled the Badgers even with 4:15 left in the third. Can Wisconsin muster another man advantage goal? Dexheimer, Lucius, Cilia, Bantle, and D. St. Foul. Mike Hastings.
A lot of discussion going on between the guy who's gone on the power play, Coach Hastings, with the referee. I'm not 100%.
Now they're challenging the ruling on the ice as a potential major penalty?
Yeah, checking from behind and or head contact.
All right, let's take a minute break here as the referees go in to take a look at video replay. It's 1-1 here in the third in Madison. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
So Badger coaching staff challenged that call, looking for a five-minute major on Fantilli, but the referees went and looked at video replay and determined it was a two-minute minor for roughing. So the Badgers minus their timeout, but on a power play here for 2 minutes
and to be
in a tie hockey
game. That was another minute and 30 seconds of rest for this first unit, too.
Faceoff won by Cilia. DeSaint Foul taps it to Dexheimer. Left wing, Lucius looking, shooting off the right shoulder of the goaltender. Barczewski batted in the near side. Badgers possess there. Bantle sweeps it around too strongly. Dexheimer had vacated the right point. Cilia not in the vicinity, so the Badgers have to go back into their own zone. Power play for Wisconsin. Michigan does have two shorthanded goals this season. Need to be aware of that.
Oh, you know they're going to be coming now.
Dexheimer swings it back to center out of the reach of DeSaint Foul. The Badgers struggling to bring the puck up the ice.
Take it all away, Maddie.
Here's DeSaint Foul's stick handling off to his left across the line. What's he going to do? He'll pitch fork it down to the right corner it goes. Lucius stops it, did not look up to see who is around, and gave it away. And Michigan plays it back to center. Badgers have wasted 45 seconds already on this power play. Cilia, Lucius, red line. Gets around one man, carries it across the line, trying to keep it from Nazer. Drop pass for DeSaint Foul, and intercepted by the Wolverines, and they clear it into the crowd. Face off in the Michigan zone. The second power play unit will come out. The first one didn't get anything done.
What's that highly technical term? They looked very discombobulated.
Yeah.
I like that term. Discombobulated.
They're going to drop the puck at center ice just outside the Michigan zone.
Must have gone off a Badger stick.
Yeah. Fitzgerald, Tassi, Finley, Whitelaw, and Jugnoff. Tassi has three of Wisconsin's eight power play goals this season. Scored one last night. Finley had an even strength goal last night. Fitzgerald set up a pair.
Finley's trying to go forward so that Whitelaw can catch it on the outside of the blue line.
Fitzgerald against Brindley, and Fitzgerald won the draw. Back to Jugnoff. Turns to his left, skates by Brindley. Little sauce pass for Finley, slowed by Holt, swept around to the far side, though, and Whitelaw protects, takes it off the boards and possesses with a little room. He'll throw it to the point as the Badgers set up. Jugnoff now left circle, redirected
right
front
idea.
Pass intended for Finley, but it went off his stick up too high and off the glass behind the cage, and Michigan clears.
Could have just as easily gone in the net with that deflection, but good shot by Jugnoff.
30 seconds left in the man advantage. 1-1 game, 10:40 to go, third period. Finley dumps it in, chases it down, gets there first. Finley will bump it out to the point. Fitzgerald, good hold with his right leg. Taps it back to Finley, right side. 15 seconds to go on the power play. Badgers try to snap a 1-1 tie. Tassi behind the net. Big fella looks in front to Finley. He was canceled out, taken by Ernesty. And then Casey wastes a little bit of time stick handling and then lifts it all the way down. And the Badgers unsuccessful on this power play now. 1-for-4. Still 1-1. 10-10 to go, third period here in Madison. Badgers dump it in. Horbach gives chase. Fourth line out there. They were very effective last night and have been good tonight, but just nothing to show for it. And now here's Dylan Duke. Lead feed for Fantilli. Too far. No icing, though. Wisconsin's Care back to get it. Sees Brindley coming on the forecheck. Stopped left. Went back right. Now escapes with Lindmark by the Badger bench. Owen had it come off the toe of his stick. McGroarty, after it in the Wisconsin zone, tries to clear. Held in by Kerr. Snaps Lock. Off a pass. Cross line. Here's Lodge. Pass now intended. Slot for Horbach off a stick and out of play. Nice catch by a fan as it goes into the stands.
Hey, must have just put his beer down.
9:33 to go here in the third. It's Wisconsin 1 and Michigan 1. Don't go anywhere. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with the 11% off everything. Put the finishing touches on your kitchen or bathroom with a new faucet from Moen. Moen creates faucets that feature innovative technology and have a timeless aesthetic. Get the Hilliard bath faucet for $129.99 after rebate. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through November 5th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
That's awesome. Back at the Kohl Center, crowd comes to life here. Tie hockey game, 5-on-5 with 9:30 to go in the third. DeSaint Fowl, Lucius, rockets one, blocked away by Barcheski. Now DeSaint Fowl slot, slow-moving pass or shot, intercepted by Michigan's Casey. Right wing, Moldenauer. Michigan's Hughes,
yep,
just offside. Oh, Hughes trying to get hard to the middle of the ice, and Moldenauer was stick handling, and Hughes just a step too quick.
Well, he tried to drag his back leg, but doesn't have long enough legs. He would have had to have about a 48-inch inseam, I think, in order to hook, make that a non-offside call.
Faceoff just outside the Wisconsin zone. Carson Bantle scored in the first period on a power play. The lone goal for the Badgers. And then Garrett Shifsky scored here in the third period for Michigan, their only tally so far. Here's Kerr skating out of his own zone, up to center ice, over the right shoulder of Finley, who was able to nudge it deeper. Tassie tied up by Truscott. Fitzgerald can't reach below the goal line. Michigan breaks out. Nazer had it, came to the stick of Shifsky. Left wing, drop past Nazer, intercepted by Fitzgerald, taken back by Nazer. He tries to shoot, blocked by Kerr. Kerr keeps battling, Nazer too. Nazer throws him around. Fitzgerald with a good check, but puck came free to Warren. Shot blocked, cleared by Lodge, and it'll bounce on edge all the way down. That'll be icing on Wisconsin. 8:28 to go here in the third. A 1-1 game, and the Badgers' five skaters need to stay on the ice.
It's amazing to me that I saw both the linesman and the referee, once the arm went up, were racing over to the Badger bench and taking down numbers. Not going to let them get away with anything. And they are tired. Don't get me wrong. Kerr and Lotch in particular have had significant physical. Although Lotch made his way off and
he got off. Yeah. Fitzgerald, Finley, Tassie remain. Michigan wins the offensive zone faceoff. Casey trying to work around Finley. Gets an angle on him, set up for his teammate Dylan Duke in the slot. He was defended by Kerr. Missed on the pass and all the way back into the Michigan zone. Badgers able to change here with 8:12 to go in the third. Wolverines McGroarty tried to skate through three Badgers. Lost the puck, fell down, picked up from behind by Tyler Duke. Cute little pass to Brindley right wing. He sweeps it around the left corner and then got hit by Brady Cleveland. Now from the point, shot blocked and taken away by Lindmark to center ice and Dick. Lindmark then overskates near the Badger bench, taken back by Dylan Duke. Topol's shot raised it too high off the glass, but Gordy fell down. Casey picks up the puck right wing to the dot, looking. Good poke check by Jugnoth. Pivots to take the puck away. Good play by Tyson Jugnoth, who lifts the puck, trying to hit the glass and get it out. Went off a stick into the crowd.
Yeah.
Stopping play. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 seconds for legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger.